Second Tuesday in Lent, on example by St. John Chrysostom. Let this be our way of overpowering our adversaries and of conducting our warfare against them, and let us before all words astound them by our way of life. For this is the main battle, this is the unanswerable argument, the argument from actions. For though we give 10,000 precepts of philosophy in words, if we do not exhibit a life better than theirs, the gain is nothing. For it is not what it is said that draws their attention, but their inquiry is, what we do. And they say, do thou first obey thy own words, and then admonish others? But if wilt thou sayest, infinite are thy blessings in thy world to come, thou seem thyself nailed down to this world, just as if none such existed. Thy works to me are more credible than thy words. For when I see thee seizing other men's goods, weeping immoderately over the departed, doing ill in many other things, how shall I believe thee that there is a resurrection? And what if men utter not this in words? They think it, and turn it often in their minds, and this is what stays the unbelievers from becoming Christians. Let us win them, therefore, by our life. Many, even among the untaught, have in that way astounded the minds of philosophers, as having exhibited in themselves also that philosophy which lies in deeds, and uttered a voice clearer than a trumpet by their mode of life and self-denial. For this is stronger than the tongue. But when I say, one ought not to bear malice, and do all manner of evils to mine adversary, how shall I be able by words to win him, while by my deeds I am frightening him away? Let us catch them then by our mode of life, and by their souls let us build up the church, and of these let us amass our wealth. There is nothing to weigh against a soul, not even the whole world, so that although they give countless treasure unto the poor, that will do not such work as he who converteth one soul. For he that taketh forth the precious from the vile shall be as my mouth, so he speaks. A great good it is, I grant, to have mercy on the poor, but it is nothing equal to withdrawing them from error. For he that doth this resembles Paul and Peter. We, being permitted to take up their gospel, not with perils such as theirs, with endurance of famines and pestilence and all other evils, for the present is a season of peace, but so as to display that diligence which comes of zeal. For even while we sit at home, we may practice this kind of feeling. Whoso hath a friend or relation or inmate of his house, these things let him say, these do, and shall be like Peter and Paul. And why do I say Peter and Paul? He shall be the mouth of Christ. For he saith, he that taketh forth the precious from the vile shall be as my mouth. And though thou persuade not today, tomorrow thou shalt persuade. And though thou never persuade, thou shalt have thine own reward in full. And though thou persuade not all, a few out of many thou mayest, since neither did the apostles persuade all men that are, but still they discourse with all, and for all they have their reward. For not according to the result of things that are well done, but according to the intention of the doers, is God wont to assign the crowns. Though thou pay down but 2 farthings, he receiveth them. And what he did in the case of the widow, the same will he also do in the case of those who teach. Do not thou then, because thou canst not save the world, despise the few, nor thou longing after the greater things, withdraw thyself from the lesser. If thou canst not 100, take thou charge of 10. If thou canst not 10, despise not even 5. If thou canst not 5, do not overlook 1. And if thou canst not 1, neither so despair, nor keep back what may be done by thee. Seest thou not how in matters of trade they who are so employed make their profit not only with gold, but with silver also? For if we are not come to slighting the little things, we shall keep hold also of the great. But if we despise the small, neither shall we easily lay upon the other. Thus individuals become rich, gathering both small and great, and so let us act, that in all things enriched we may obtain the kingdom of heaven, through the grace and loving kindness of our Lord Jesus Christ, with whom unto the Father, together with the Holy Spirit, be glory, power, honor, now, henceforth, and forevermore. Amen.